Nation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I am your honored host, Daniel Brigman, and our website's thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com. Don't forget the Power Mall, thepowerhour.com. So good to be with you. Glad you're spending time. I know your time is precious. Uncle Kevin's joined me. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning.
Yeah,
you're good to be here.
Yeah, very good. On time. Everything's smooth sailing this morning. Wow. Very good.
Another great day in America.
Absolutely. Great broadcast. Wayne Elliott's going to be joining us. He's been joining us a lot. And one, I love his stories. He's got so much to talk about. We're going to you ever wondered what it's like breaking ships and towing a barge on in Lake Superior, Lake Superior with 20-30 feet waves? We're going to find out today. And of course, we'll talk about the new products, the kidney products, the CardioCom, the Strauss Heart Drops. The Strauss Heart Drops are in the history of the Power Mall without question. And Joyce is not here to say this, but I'll speak for her. Without question is the most revolutionary and impactful product that we have in the sense of, you know, people had amputation scheduled. You know, oh boy, if this doesn't clear up in 6 months, we're going to have to amputate your foot. And they keep their foot. Or we got a bypass surgery scheduled. Things don't change. You're going to have bypass. And then they get on the heart drops and they don't have bypass surgery. And so that's what I mean by this. I mean, incredible. The new formula is 2 and 3 century old. Anyway, you know, we'll talk about that with Wayne. So let's get to the news. Oh, Dave Stetzer also is going to be here. Did I mention Dave Stetzer? I don't think I mentioned Dave. The Stetzer filters, everybody's concerned about EMF. If they're not, they should be.
They should be, especially with 5G coming.
We are bathed in electromagnetic radiation. You know, our founding fathers certainly didn't have that. Even 50 years ago, when I was born, we didn't deal with nothing like cell phone, you know, the whole nine yards. What can we do about it? This is, you know, we're also researching other things we can do, but the Stetzer meters are fantastic for your home. That's where you spend most of your time. Hopefully that's where you spend most of your time. And it's really cool to use. And, we'll talk to Dave about that and other things to deal with radiation. We'll ask him about 5G, all that kind of thing. Dave Stetzer will be here in about a half hour. Let's get to the news. Philippines says it will end U.S. security agreement from NPR at the direction of President Duterte, a fierce critic of the United States. The Philippines announced that it would scrap a security pact that allows American forces to train there. The question I have with this is a gateway to having China involved with the Philippines?
Yeah,
because if America is not protecting Philippines, then China's going to want to move, right?
China's going to move, and if we leave a vacuum.
Is this regionalism? Is this kind of the trilateral regionalism we're seeing, how things are lining up with, you know, China's going to be able to deal with all of Asia, and then they'll have Europe. And
it
they'll
seems
have
like
them.
It.
I will say, Rig, China changes the definition of infected to ignore coronavirus patients who tested positive but show no symptoms. So they're playing with these numbers.
They don't want to count them.
You know, it's like unemployment numbers. You know,
oh,
what was it about in the early 80s? Was the early 80s they started changing unemployment numbers and inflation and stuff? It's like inflation. It's we changed the definition. No, there's no inflation.
Yeah.
Well, what changed? Well, the definition
changed. Yeah, absolutely.
We've all known from day one that China's, quote, official numbers are a total joke. This is Natural News. Those are strong words, but I think it's right. I think it's justified. The numbers have been carefully crafted with mathematical precision to produce a 2.1% death rate day after day in complete contradiction to reality. That right there should tell you something if you're new to this. Ask yourself how the numbers figure an exact 2.1% death rate.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day, exactly.
It's impossible.
Well, not impossible, but, you know, neither is winning the lottery.
That's right.
but I don't, you know, you can understand how, what the odds of that are. As Charles Hugh Smith correctly points out in a brilliant article, controlling the narrative is not the same as controlling the virus.
That's correct.
Boy, isn't that true?
Bingo.
From Zero Hedge, the Chinese National Health Commission quietly changed its definition of confirmed cases in the latest guidelines. There you go. You got some stuff you wanted to talk about the virus or stories from China, Hong Kong?
Yep, sure. China's death count tops 1,000, and masked President Xi warns and prepares for a long, grim virus battle.
So I think that's I mean, it's telling in some ways. He comes out to a public address, and he's got a mask
in
on.
Beijing. Yeah, he's got a mask.
In Beijing, he's got a mask.
He tells everybody this is going to be a long...
Well, one side you would think that, well, you can't quarantine half the country and not wear a mask. And the other is, well, maybe he's genuinely concerned. Maybe. And I think he is concerned.
He has to be. I mean, this is a big thing.
Yeah, Amy Klobuchar leads midnight vote in New Hampshire. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar won the most votes when a little more than two dozen New Hampshire residents in three tiny townships cast their ballots shortly after midnight in Tuesday's First in the Nation. Why is this First in the Nation primary? Oh, primary, right?
Yeah,
the
primary.
Other was a caucus.
I watched it live.
Yeah. And what was your impressions?
There was five people there at one of them. Five people voted in a box.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
For anybody who believes that Donald Trump is losing in the polls to any of these Democrat candidates. And I'm not, you know, I'm not being a homer here. I'm just, there is the only one who can even close to creating any kind of energy is Bernie. That's it.
Right.
Period.
Period.
I mean, it's not even anybody else who wants to, they have no shot, zero, unless this is the most rigged thing in the history of things, of beating Donald Trump.
It looks like they're really coming on. They really don't want Sanders to have the nomination. So
why do you think that is? Because he might could win.
He definitely might could win.
In 16,
absolutely.
He could have won.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know if he can now because Trump's got the wind at his back.
Mm-hmm.
In 16, I think he could have won. Why do you think?
Because I think he's against the powers that be.
Well, that's one
globalist.
Of the things that attracts him. The Democrats out there, I think they feel, some of our listeners are attracted to Bernie. I get it.
I get it, too.
I would support Bernie way before it. That 10K, 10 penny Pete, he just drips with
disgustingness.
Globalism and just ugh.
Yeah, he's a setup. I mean, he comes from getting 10,000 votes. And then he's running the leader of the Dems in the presidential race.
He's 10 points behind a week before, and then all of a sudden, and then the
fix is in.
Michael Snyder asked the question, same thing we did in the news yesterday. Why is the government turning 11 military bases inside the United States into quarantine camps? It's a good question.
That is.
Senator Cotton demands Beijing prove coronavirus isn't a bioweapon as another conspiracy theory goes mainstream. You remember how we've talked about this from the very beginning? Do you see how important, and I'm going to make a big deal about this because it is big. Imagine if this had occurred 10 years ago, 5 years ago, and shows like ours come out and say, this is a bioweapon. It looks like it's a bioweapon. What would have been the reaction? What would have been the environment? Been marginalized,
laughed at,
ignored. Anybody that's quote-unquote intelligent, quote-unquote educated, quote-unquote whatever, they would have been, oh, my gosh, that's just conspiracy theory nonsense. You have senators now asking the same questions and the same comments that the Power Hour made 2 weeks ago or whatever. You see how this has changed?
Yeah, and Fox. Some of the commentators are asking their guests, could this be manipulated, and they go, oh, no way, this is natural. They even brought out some weird looking animal it comes from this weird looking animal.
So on Fox they still are talking about, well, here's a senator, not Rand Paul either,
mm-hmm.
A senator asking this question. Very important. Draining the swamp. Trump boots 70 Obama staffers from the National Security Council.
I love it.
Whoa.
This is the beginning.
You've been saying this. You've been having the poster. You've been stalwart. Clock. You've been winding the clock, every day.
Keeping the faith.
Certainly, this is a big deal. This is
the beginning.
You think this is the beginning of an uphill, everything's up from here.
Yep. Everything's up from here. People are going to start getting arrested, I predict, and people are going to...
You've been calling for that for 3 years.
I have. I agree.
And I've told... What have I always told you? I'll see it. I'll believe it when I see it. But, I'm starting to think it's possible. I think somebody... Like I told you recently, mm-hmm. I think somebody's going to jail. Now, is James Comey going to jail? I don't know. Is the FISA, is the judge on the, well, it's not the judge's fault.
It's not the judge's fault. They were lied to.
Right. The attorney or whoever. I don't know who.
Comey signed off on it.
Right. Yeah. Right. And what's, Rosenstein. Rosenstein.
Rosenstein. Yeah.
Yeah. Is Rosenstein going to go to jail?
Hope so.
Okay. So if Rosenstein's going to go to jail, if Comey's going to go to jail, the significant. If Tom Jones, who I've never heard of in some office or something that was filing some papers.
Singing Delilah.
Yeah. If he goes to jail, this is
nothing.
Right, it's not much of anything.
Right.
Let's talk about Roger Stone. You got a story about him.
Yeah. DOJ seeks a 7 to 9 year prison sentence for Roger Stone. Federal prosecutors recommend 87 to 108-month sentence for the 67-year-old Trump confidant.
7 to 9 years. That's a long time for anybody, especially when you're 67 years old.
Especially when it was a fake investigation to begin with.
Do you think, here is a more important question than what we just asked about, you know, someone who's going to get arrested. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's important. Is Donald Trump going to pardon him?
Yes. My prediction.
I say yes to.
Might be after the
election,
but he will be pardoned.
I say yes. Because I want to be hopeful. If he doesn't, this tells me a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree.
This is all this investigation, you know, all the Russia, all the Mike Flynn, all the, Jerome Corsi, Manafort, all this, all caught up. These people have been, their lives have been ruined and tortured. And the other side is sitting there just laughing, taking pot shots at America, at Trump, at this, at our process, at the rule of law.
Yep.
And I'm not saying right, who's right, wrong, or different, or if Roger Stone is this, that, but the balance of fairness here is nowhere. There is none.
Yeah.
And so
That's what he gets for helping Trump get elected.
Basically.
Yeah. You're gonna buck us. You're gonna pay.
Maryland adds statues of freedom fighters Tubman and Douglas. At a time when states are debating the removal of Confederate monuments, Maryland is adding bronze statues of two of the state's famous black historical figures to the Maryland State House. That's great. I'm all for a statue of Tubman. But don't take Robert E. Lee down.
No, absolutely not.
So
put them right next to each other. That's where they belong.
Fantastic. If you are going to take Robert E. Lee down to put up Tubman, then I'm not for Tubman.
Yeah, I'm against it.
Right. I'm against it. No question. This is, especially Maryland, especially Virginia. I mean, talk about son of Virginia, Robert E. Lee.
Oh,
Are you kidding me? You're talking about in the history of that state?
If the North had Robert E. Lee, the war would have been over in 6 months.
Yeah, I've heard that. I mean, that's what a lot of experts say.
It was just his brilliance that, allowed the rebels to...
And Jackson, Stonewall Jackson.
Yeah, Stonewall Jackson got shot by his own people.
What am I going to say here? I think this is great. Why can't we have a statue of Frederick Douglass? I think we should have a statue of Frederick Douglass.
Yeah.
But don't take down Stonewall Jackson.
Nope.
I'm waiting for the day that somebody's going to legitimately call for the Stone Mountain in Georgia to be blown up.
Oh, they already have.
Well, I mean, you know, other than fringe people,
right. You
know. Investigation reveals state arresting, jailing citizens over unpaid medical bills. This is debtor's prison.
This is debtor's prison.
This is against the law.
Yeah, against our Constitution.
The Eighth Amendment is
cruel and unusual punishment.
It is a cruel and unusual punishment for you to owe money to anybody.
Anybody.
Especially a corporation. You owe money to it. See, remember we talked about corporations, I don't know,
they
a few days ago?
Contest with a
That's what it used to be in America.
Right.
A corporation, that was, I can't remember the case, but in the Supreme Court at one time ruled that. That's what Mitt Romney said, corporations are people too. And I mean, I don't know if you understand it, ladies. This is what it comes to.
That's what it is.
Because now when a corporation is now dealing with a person, the corporation is going to have equal standing and they're going to rule over the people and they're going to put you in jail.
Marbury
versus Madison is the Bill of Rights, is the law.
Oh, that's right.
Anything, anything
contrary.
The contrary is null and void.
Yeah.
Very important. One of the most important Supreme Court cases ever is Marbury versus Madison.
Yep.
But the, Unpaid medical bills. So you owe money to a corporation, and the corporation puts you in jail.
Yeah.
Do you see the imbalance and the evil? Right. It's not equal. It's cruel and unusual punishment.
Yeah.
Your life, that's what I'm saying. Your life, who you are, the endowment, the creator of the whole universe has endowed you with this blazing, bit of little freckles of speckles of glory that is sitting inside you. And now this corporation, which is a set of papers at the Secretary of State, has the authority then to now put that, put
you in jail.
Basically, you know, de facto putting God in jail.
Yeah.
Basically putting God's creation in jail.
Yeah.
Do you see that? That's what we're talking about here.
It's evil.
It's more than evil. I'm going to put a star by this. It's an important
we gotta
story.
We got to look up that, find that case.
But they changed, the Supreme Court changed it where corporations can deal with people. Anyway,
right,
it's
right.
Another story.
They used to not have standing to bring a judgment against a person. Right.
Against an American.
That's right.
You realize that? That's what I'm talking about, Mitt Romney and how evil that is. Virginia may become 14th state to give illegal immigrants driver's licenses. Homeland Security is taking stands against New York.
Bar, yeah.
Yeah, it's saying, well, then you're not on the preferred traveler list, and you can't, mm-hmm. you know.
If
you're
oh, good. And they're suing them.
Who is?
Bar. The Justice Department.
On what ground?
Not cooperating with federal interference with the federal person trying to arrest
well,
the illegal.
Okay, when it's... See... When people talk about the Constitution, the federal government in the Constitution is tasked with the job to defend the border.
Correct.
So when an illegal immigrant is in here, illegal alien is in here, and they've made their way here through whatever, they've made it their way through the border, it is the standing of the federal government, which is in complete purview of the president.
Absolutely.
The president has the authority to demand these states turn over these illegal aliens.
Correct.
Demand.
Correct.
That is constitutional. That's not states' rights being violated.
Yep.
States' rights being violated is we're going to have a federal red flag law and you got to give us your guns. That's states' rights being violated constitutional.
But you still got to have a warrant.
Well, those red flag laws, there isn't, that's another story, right? I phrased that a little wrong, but you get my point, I think. California bill would ban state employees from staying in Trump hotels. These people are just...
They wasted their time on that with all the homeless?
We have a friend, Jamie, who's a waitress in a restaurant in Cape. She's super nice. We get to talk to her. She knows our whole family. So we get to talk. She's got a sister in California. California right now at the Taco Bell, they got some homeless guy who dresses up as a woman who attacks people on random times. They got some guy and then her sister lives in like a high rent, it's a dump, but it's, high rent,
$2,000
a month, right? $2,000 a month rent for this place.
For one bedroom.
And then in the back of her walkway, homeless come in and some guy they call Mr. Crispy come around walking around talking to himself all the time up and down the sidewalks. I mean, this is what they're telling me. Del Taco or Taco Bell, they got this guy. They'll go on the police report. It'll be, Crazy Sam's at the Del Taco or Taco Bell fighting people again.
Yeah.
Then they arrest them and then they just let them out. They don't even bother arresting them.
They don't even book them. They ask them to leave.
Here, going along with what you said, Barr's DOJ brings two sanctuary city lawsuits. The Justice Department ratcheted up legal pressure yesterday on local governments over sanctuary policies that hinder federal immigration officers.
Yeah.
This is completely constitutional, ladies and gentlemen.
And good.
As U.S. deficit soars to $1 trillion, Trump offers a new budget. Okay, we'll see where that goes, how much pork is in it. NASA needs billions more to get astronauts on the moon by 2024. There it is.
It's all about money.
There it is. T-Mobile Sprint merger wins approval from U.S. judge. Does this concern you, all these cell phone companies merging into one?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's a monopoly.
Me too. It's such a part of your life. Brazil takes a page from China, taps facial recognition to solve crime. While many nations are raising alarm around high-tech surveillance like facial recognition, Brazil is embracing technology as a possible path toward fighting crime and the scourge of violence. But there are troubling risks.
Yeah, to get like 30 to 35% wrong. That's one of the risks.
This is from Mercola. This is a very important article. How the CDC combats health freedom thought front groups. The CDC accepts funding from the drug industry. Yeah, they're basically a vaccine company,
yeah,
the CDC,
absolutely.
Which may influence its public health recommendation, yeah, I think.
And they're a corporation, too, the CDC.
Right, it's not a government.
Private corporation.
It's like the Federal Reserve. It's about as federal as the Federal Reserve. Mm-hmm. It also has front groups that lobby for mandatory vaccinations and seeks to suppress information about vaccine risk. So on the one end, one side, they're lobbying. The other side, they're coming out with the government, Facebook, they're working in the government, Facebook, saying, we need to censor this wrong information, this dangerous information. New study shows the impact of alcoholism on the brain, even if you don't drink. What does that mean?
What does that mean?
While scientists have recognized a link between genes and addiction, alcoholism is still largely misunderstood and hard to predict. In fact, even those who can manage their drinking or avoid alcohol altogether can still be affected by their family's histories of drinking. Okay, I see what they're saying. And not just emotionally. A study published in NeuroMASH found participants with a family history of alcoholism lacked a specific function in the brain.
Sounds logical.
Yeah, the genes. We're talking about turning on genes, epigenetics, all those.
Yeah, sure.
Great story. Kellogg to phase out pre-harvest glyphosate use.
Good.
It's not totally what we want, but at least it's
a start.
Kellogg is working with with their wheat and oat suppliers to stop using glyphosate as a pre-harvest drying agent or desiccant by the end of 2025.
A drying agent?
Yeah, they're bathing that stuff in that glyphosate.
Oh, my God.
You got to be careful. The oats?
I know.
Oats and wheat, that's why people go to organic or go to gluten-free, because they don't have the same wheat in it, all these things. Anyway, we got about 30 seconds. Any other news? Was there one story we missed or anything?
Nope. I think we got it all.
Well, it's a great day. Good to be with you. Dave Stetcher will be here in a second. Then Wayne Elliott.
Wayne. I love Wayne.
Ladies and gentlemen, within a month or so, maybe sooner, maybe a little longer. Again, I've told you this. We're working on something big. Stay with us when I bring it out to you, and you got to be in.
Yeah.
You got to be in. I hate to use the expression.
Something easy you can do. Very easy.
When we say jump, you're going to have to say how high. We need you.
We need you.
And this isn't just going to be Power Hour. This is going to be a big deal.
It's going to be nationwide.
Stay tuned.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America-made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Don't forget the Power Mall, and that's where you can get, we're going to talk about stetchometers, among other things. 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Thank you for your support, your purchases, your donations, thepowermall.com. If you haven't bought something from the Power Mall, why not? It's great things. That's how we can do this whole deal. So thank you so much for your support. Our first guest is Dave Stetzer. He's been on here a long time. He is brilliant. He is an electrician by training. He went in the Air Force in the 70s and began to work on electrical situations there, even into top secret situations. And out of it, he came to Stetzer meters at one point. He is, like I said, he is brilliant. He's that man on the wall about this EMF, and we're glad to have him. Dave, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thanks for having me. It's nice to be back.
For people who don't know you, this is a short interview. Just real quickly, just give a Reader's Digest clip of who you are and what the Stetzer meter is.
Well, not to go way back, but it must have been 20-some years ago. People were complaining about ground current or stray voltage, they called it, and it affected cows and daily milk production. So we did some tests, and sure enough, and we've identified it. And the farmers would say, well, look, you know, this doesn't just affect, you know, our cows. It's affecting my wife, you know, people too. So then we started looking at these high frequencies that were on the ground, and where did it come from? Well, it came from the power line. Well, how did it get on the power line? And it was from modern-day electronic devices. So we thought, well, if that's what's causing their health problems, let's make a filter that removes those high frequencies from the line. So we did. And obviously we got really good results. And then we made a meter so that the average person could, you know, afford it and be able to see it in a digital display rather than, you know, looking at a $5,000 oscilloscope, for example. So that was back, in like 2000 or so. But in those days, the only thing there was is that was on the line. I mean, everybody didn't have cell phones, and there weren't transmitting meters, and there weren't compact fluorescent lights and LED lights and things like that. So the filters took care of, you know, 99% of all the problems, but now as things have gone on, you know, like technology advances, there's got to be quite a change here.
What is all this AMF? What is it doing to us? Do we know?
Well, the Russians did research on this many years ago. At the end of World War II, the radar was developed, and they noticed that there was a set of symptoms. And if you want to Google it or something, it's called radio wave sickness. It's the simple term for it. And so it's quite a – it affects different people differently. But we do know for sure using numbers, there's been research with numbers where we're looking at the number that meter we developed, for example. You plug into the wall, you get a number. That number will – as we change that number, the number of neurotransmitters in your urine will change. Your blood sugar will change. Free radicals in the blood will change. pH in the saliva will change. So these are numbers that are plotted against numbers, see? Like I always tell people, you know, maybe, you know, the Dalai Lama can change his blood sugar psychosomatically, but you and I can't. So these are numbers. But the set of symptoms are like altered sugar metabolism, immune system problems, headaches, nausea, flu-like symptoms, seizures. It goes on, but it's called radio wave sickness, and the Russians noticed this, and so then they wanted to set like standards and things on it. But the United States is kind of like behind them a long ways.
Behind them, meaning they don't. Was there never a push? They didn't care, or the Russians were just more concerned than America was, or America is what? Why is that?
Well, this would be my opinion, but I think we're money driven.
You think
business? Well, well, what I've seen, it's been my experience that it's all about money, and like a lot of research, like this cow research, for example, they say, oh, it doesn't affect the cow until it gets to be 1 volt. Well, what they did for the cow, the research, was they put two trained observers in front of the cow to watch the facial expression of the cow. And when the cow twitched her nose, blinked her eye, and wiggled her ear, simultaneously, okay, then that's when she was feeling pain. So then they stopped. Oh, it's 1 volt. Well, we're reading cows are kicking, you know, slamming into stanchion, bellowing, tail switching, all kinds of things at numbers less than 10 millivolts, okay? So, but who paid for the research? The electric utilities. I'm sure Verizon pays for a lot of this research. For example, how much energy, like from a cell phone or something like that, you know, coming through space? Well, what the United States did is they said, well, when they did the research, it's when your cells start to heat. Well, you could be vomiting. You could be hair falling out. You could have all kinds of, you know, problems, right, health issues. But until your cells started to heat, none of the other stuff counted. You could get cancer, but until the cells heated, they didn't count it.
Let me summarize here for, you know, new listeners or people who haven't heard you in a while. You correct me where I'm wrong. Let me see if I'm getting this. You began to do research on starting with cows. I guess, you know, there's a lot of electrical equipment in the milking stations and what have you. And farmers were noticing that all this electricity or something was going on with the cows. You began to do research. You began to use oscilloscopes. If everybody knows, it's kind of like, looks like a little screen. You can see wave patterns of electricity. You began to measure this and see a direct correlation to the way the cows milked, the way they acted. You can also then, you translated that at some point into, we know that, in a house, if there's certain numbers are above XYZ, then certain things happen to our body, blood sugar, you know, the way we act, the neurotransmitters in the urine, which sounds extremely scary. So you began to see a direct correlation, the electrical, the stray electricity, the dirty electricity, for lack of a better word, that is occurring in our lives is undoubtedly affecting our biological systems. Correct me where I'm wrong with any of that.
I can't correct you yet because you're absolutely spot on. Exactly.
Okay. And then so to deal with this, so people understand, there's a Stetzer meter and a Stetzer filter. Stetzer gram filter, Stetzer gram meter. And I've used this in my house. It's fantastic. you take the meter, you plug it into an outlet, and then a number comes on this little meter. You don't have to be an electrician or engineer to read this. It just has a number. And somehow, explain that. So explain what I'm doing when I put that in the outlet.
Okay, so what it does is it takes out the six, it's, you know, like I said, the oscilloscope's a very expensive piece of equipment, and you have to know how to use it and things like that. So what we did is we were actually doing some work with the Russians, because they made weapons out of this, and so I had to go to Russia to get some information. And so they said, look, our health department, we can't afford to have everybody buy oscilloscopes and send somebody out and things like that, you know, with the training. Can you make us a meter that can do this? Now, Professor Martin Graham, who was my partner and friend and everything, and we worked together. He was a professor from UC Berkeley in California. But anyway, we made this meter, this digital meter. So, and then if you plug it into the wall, you're going to get a number. You don't even, there's not even an on and off switch on it. You're absolutely right. You don't have to be, you know, anybody can do it. You plug it into the wall, it takes out the 60 cycle. It's only measuring what's the high frequency energy that's on the building's wires. Now, it's like going to Mexico and draining the water out of the glass, and how much bacteria is there. The bacteria is what makes you sick. It's not the 60 cycle that's making you sick. It's the high frequency energy that's on the building's wires. So the meter gives you a number, and that number is how much energy is there. Then you can plug a filter in, and then it shorts it out. And so then,
does it absorb it, or explain that? Does it absorb it, or what does it do? I don't quite understand.
Well, the absorption would be a simple, oversimplified term. But what
does it negate it? Does it neutralize it?
Yeah, it neutralizes it. Yeah, it zeros it out. It's you have there's a hot wire and a neutral wire. There's a black wire and a white wire in the wall outlet. Okay. And so they're always 180 degrees out of phase with each other. So if you have a positive transient, what we do is put it on the negative cycle. So if it's a 50 millivolt going in a positive direction, we put it onto the negative. So what happens is positive and negative, you know, if you go plus 50 and minus 50 is equal to zero. So it just zeros it out. It's gone. It's shorted right there, Johnny, on the spot. So it doesn't exist anymore.
Okay. Now, let me tell my experience doing this. I thought it was so cool, and you correct me or fill in where I leave off. So you go in your house. We have a lot of electronic equipment, like most people, in the living room where the TV is and what have you. So you put this meter. All this is a little cord with just a little digital reading screen. Simple. My grandmother could do it. Plug it in the wall, and it'll give you a number. And I can't remember what the numbers at first were. They're very high. I don't even remember what they were, but it was very high. You know, you told me anything above, was it 20 or 30? I can't remember. What is it you want to be below?
Yeah. If you made the human body into an electrical model, okay, it would look like three resistors and two capacitors. Now, capacitors are short to high frequency. So what happens is anything above 2 kilohertz, that energy will dissipate internal to the human body. Okay, 50 on a meter is usually above 2 kilohertz. Now, there's been all kinds of research, and when we say research, I wasn't involved too much in it, you know, other than supplying filters or on loan or something like that. But there's been all kinds of research been done by Dr. Sam Milham, who's a professor from medicine, professor in Washington State, former head of the health department, Professor Magda Havas from Trent University in Canada, Professor Yuri Grigoriev from Moscow. They've done research on these filters, okay? So if the number, anything above 2 kilohertz is a problem. So you want to have the number below 50, and the results are immediate. Like blood sugar, you plug those, if you get the number below 50, then within 20 minutes to an hour, your blood sugar will change. Now, that's a number that you can't fool with it. So, yes, so you plug it in, you get the meter, you plug it in, and you want to be below 50. Now, most of the research will say 35, but it doesn't matter. 50, you'll get the same results.
All right, so I plug it in, and I can't remember where it is. Very high. I'm like, whoa. Mm-hmm. So I just put a meter in right there, and then the plug below it, then I put a filter. Sorry. I put a filter in, and then I read it by the meter again on the other outlet, and it would go down, you know, like, say it was 150, it went down to like 120. I'm like, okay, we're going in the right direction. So then I'd leave that there. I go to another outlet there. Same thing. It would read high, put the meter, and then start to go down. So I started to do this strategically throughout my house, not every outlet, but then some outlets, it would really affect how that number went down. Some it would just only marginally affect. So I put it where it would really affect. So I go all around the house, and I got every number in the whole house, I think below 25. And in my bedroom, I think I got it down to like 16 or 17. And you could physically feel almost like a deep breath, almost like a calming, peaceful energy. I don't know if it was a calming, peaceful energy. It was just that it wasn't a non-peaceful energy. So then that means it's peaceful kind of thing.
But that's not psychosomatic. What really happens, okay, your body is allergic to these fields, okay? This is the way it was explained to me by Dr. Yuri Gagarin, who was a professor of medicine. Because everybody says, oh, the air feels fresher. Okay, well, you didn't change the air. So, but what happened is your body's allergic to these fields. And so when your body's allergic to something, it produces histamine. So, like if you're allergic to cats, and we have four people in the room, you might start wheezing, my eyes might start watering, somebody else might, break out in a rash, things like that. So now what we could do is take an antihistamine, or we could get rid of the cat. So this is like getting rid of the cat, or getting rid of your body, then... The air didn't change, but your body stopped producing histamine. It stopped having an allergic reaction, and that's the way it was explained to me. And it's
That's a great explanation. Thinking about people
can relate. Oh, the air felt better. It was more calming. Absolutely, but it wasn't. That's not a. You can measure it on a meter, so it isn't like suggestive or. Like psychosomatic or anything like that. And like you said, you don't need one in every outlet, but you need to check every outlet, but you don't need one in every outlet.
How serious, I mean, you've painted quite a picture here, but how serious is this dirty electricity that we're dealing with?
Very serious, and I'll tell you why. According to the Russian government, according to the World Health Organization and the Japanese government, the most biologically active frequencies are between 4 kilohertz and 100 kilohertz. Now, the cell phones, things like that, that's not in that frequency band. They're not good for you, but they're not in that band. But what you find on the wires are going to be between 5 kilohertz and 100 kilohertz. You won't find anything much more than that. And so it's on the wires. So they're the most biologically active frequencies, number one. And... So it's very serious, and we made those filters that start working at 2 kilohertz and go way out past the 100 kilohertz.
Whoa. Let's talk about smart meters, because obviously that's a big controversy. These are meters that are actually transmitting. They're not measuring. I mean, not only are they measuring, but now they're sending out signals and putting out a lot of electricity in your system. Talk about what happens with these smart meters.
Well, there's two issues with that. Obviously, like you mentioned, the transmitting function. It's transmitting, like, in our area, we have Xcel Energy, and that thing transmits every 20 seconds. You get a big burst of energy. But there's another issue with a smart meter. It's the switch mode power supply in there. It puts 50 kilohertz back on every wire in the house, because the smart meter, in order to have that electronic circuit to do the transmitting, it has to take the AC and turn it to DC, because you have to have DC power for the electronic circuit. And so when it does that, it takes and it puts 50 kilohertz. And remember, I said between 4 kilohertz and 100 kilohertz. So usually 50 kilohertz will cause things like tinnitus or tinnitus, ringing in the ears. So if there's listeners out there and they say, yeah, I start hearing a humming or a ringing in my ears, trace it back to when it started and see if that's when you or your neighbors had smart meters installed. That 50 kilohertz is on the line, and it gets on every wire in the whole house. So even if you don't have one, but your neighbor does, you still got 50 kilohertz coming in off the grid. So smart meters are two issues, yes, and it's very dangerous.
Okay, so if I live, if I live in a condo or apartment buildings, then I'm really in a dangerous situation, because there's meters on every unit there.
Yes, and and it's a little harder to shield. But you can still put the filters in, and it'll take it off the wires. You'll have the 50 kilohertz, that part taken care of, but you have to still worry about the radiation.
Okay, what about, so if my neighbor, if I'm living, you know, my neighbor, where I live, you know, my neighbor's far away, but a lot of other people, they're close. So if I live, does it matter how close they are to each other, the neighbors, or on the same circuit, or tell me what you're saying here?
Well, what happens is, in the city, like you, if you live out in the country and you're just by yourself, you have a transformer, and you have one transformer feeds your home. And so then you have 1 meter and you can address that. But if you live in a city, there's usually like 8 houses on one transmitter.
Yeah.
Transformer, not transmitter. And so even if you can elect to get out, what your neighbor does in his house is, you know, affecting your house as well.
Because it's on the same transformer.
Like this meter, you know, that we have that you sell. You can plug that into your home, okay, to the kitchen outlet, for example. Call your neighbor up and say, okay, can you turn your light dimmer switch on and vary it for me? And you will see the numbers on that meter.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so when your neighbor, he does in his house, affects them. And another thing really bad, and your listeners should really know this, is solar. Solar really craps up the grid. It puts 20 kilohertz back on every wire in the whole place. Neighborhood, and it puts it on the ground too.
Whoa. You mentioned earlier about Russians using this technology, or this knowledge, I should say, for weapons. I don't know what you can or can't say that, but is the government using frequencies to combat us, or what?
Well, back when the Russians found that at the end of World War II when radar was developed, like we said, there was a meeting with some scientists, Russian scientists, and they met in Arizona, and they came and they said, look, we need to put some levels on this stuff, because we notice people who are exposed to these frequencies are having these health issues. And the American scientists said, well, look, you guys are from a third world country, go back home, blah, blah, blah. So they went and they actually made weapons with it, and they pulsed the U.S. embassy with it, like in the 60s, and the ambassador to the United States got leukemia. So obviously he can't work. They send him back. They send another guy over. Well, they didn't like him either. So then within 6 months, he has leukemia. So then we started investigating. And we found that, okay, look, these guys are pulsing our embassy. So they gave everybody that worked at the Moscow embassy, you know, $100 extra a month for hazardous duty pay. And you could look it up. Yeah, I know. It wasn't just the ambassador that got leukemia, you know. But so then so then they kind of monitored it, you know. So, and you can look it up. I think it was called Project Pandora, if you Google it or something.
Wow, that's ominous.
So now you've heard, you know, and of course now remember Cuba? Recently,
yeah, so I was just going to ask you, yeah.
Yeah, you know, that ringing in the ears. Remember I just got done talking about tinnitus and 50 kilohertz? Yeah. So, and remember, Cuba was kind of like a little satellite of Russia and
sure.
You know, in the 60s, that technology and stuff.
Oh, my gosh. You know, this made me think, especially with 5G coming. I mean, do you need to have like a lead-lined house to live in, or what?
Eventually, there's really no place to hide. There's a cell tower now. Like I said, remember when back in the about 2000-ish or something, you know?
Yeah.
When we put these filters in a home, or somebody put them in, they bought them, and we made it so it's easy to put in. We enjoyed like 100% success, okay, with people aging. But there wasn't cell towers on almost every corner. And now with 5G, you're going to have a tower on every corner just about coming in. But there wasn't that. There wasn't Wi-Fi. There wasn't deck phones. Not many people had cell phones. And if they did, they were the big cumbersome things that sat on your dash, you know, your business or something. You know what I mean? So now that's all available to us. And even now our appliances are transmitting to the meter. The meter, we didn't have transmitting meters. So you see, we're getting worse. So I really don't know if we can keep up with the fix as fast as they're coming out with the problems.
So the average person who's listening, I mean, most people who are listening are probably very interested in what you're saying. We sell these filters over at the Power Mall. How many do people usually need? for their home?
The average home takes 20, you know, to clean it up and do it good. The average home has two TVs and one computer. Now, if you have more, you know, you might need a couple more. If you have less, you probably don't need as many. But one thing's for certain. If you put 20 in a home, you're going to notice that, you know, the effects are immediate. Okay, it isn't like I said, 20 minutes to an hour, your blood pressure changes. Like you said, when
no,
you're plugging
it's
them
like
in.
Totally changes. No, 100% you could feel a,
yeah,
I'd say peace or whatever, but really
calming.
It's not peace. Yeah, calming. That's a good way to, yeah, yeah, calming. It feels like a calming effect comes in. No question.
Yeah.
You know, how serious, you know, I guess you've kind of answered this, but if somebody's at home thinking about this, how seriously should they take this? I would think really serious.
Very serious. And, yes, you're exposed to other things, okay? But then the question is, we do have an immune system, okay? So, like the Russians say, 10 microwatts per meter squared, you know, may be acceptable. What they're saying is that, okay, it may be acceptable that the measurement of energy coming through space, because we still have an immune system, and maybe your immune system is repairing the damage as faster than it's being damaged. But if you don't have an immune system, then you got a problem. And these 4 to 100 kilohertz, those are the most biologically active frequencies.
Okay, if there's a music, I apologize. Quickly, we just saw in China this virus come out. We also saw the rollout of 5G at the same time. Could they possibly be connected?
It's possible because of the immune system.
Wow. Dave Stetzer, thank you so much. God bless you, my friend. Thank you for coming on.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.